I just love that song by Darius Brooks. Man, at the time when that song came out, I was struggling with what I wanted and what God's will was. I love that song. And talking about God's will, what is a will anyway? It's a plan or desire that someone in authority wishes to be carried out or has set aside for a person or group of people. And there are some things that God has willed for us. And in the beginning, when God created the heavens and earth, it was in His will for those things to exist and be so. He put the stars in place, the planets in place, the water in its place, the hills and mountains in their places, animals, animals of the deep, animals of the sea, everything. And He did those things for us. He knew He was going to create us because He knew what our needs were going to be. And when it comes down to the will of God, God understands our emotional needs. He understands our physical needs. And He has put everything in place. Now He just sits down and watch it all come to pass. Watch it all come together because it's already willed to be so. I mean, He's a power behind His own will. And the most wonderful thing about it is that He gave you a choice in His will. And He gave you a choice if you want to choose outside of His will as well. But God is such a loving God that He left us His word of what He said, just in case we forget, or just in case we might want to try to find a loophole and find out that things are not in our best interest. And God is such a loving God that He reminds us of these promises. He said, I promise you some things. Somebody had to die in order for these promises to be fulfilled. Just like in a family, somebody is wealthy, they have a will, and they divide out with who they want to have what and how much. Jesus Christ died so that we can have that inheritance to receive what God's will is for us. It's in black and white. And once you read that will, it's in your heart so that you won't depart from His will. Now, you have a choice to do that, but you won't get the benefits of your inheritance. And He loves you enough to not let you have your way all the time. Sometimes He just allows you to let go and do you. But at the end of the day, you have to come back to that will and understand that is not what's written out for you. That is not in your inheritance. That's not for your best interest. From the beginning of time, God is a God of eternity. He's the Alpha and Omega, meaning I'm the beginning of everything, the middle and the end, for eternity, forever. And He has the authority to keep a promise. He can do that. Us, we can hope to keep a promise. That's all we can do is hope to keep it. But God is all-knowing, all-powerful, omnipresent. He's present everywhere. So He can keep a promise. And you can take that to the bank. But the thing about that, it's not going to benefit you if you don't know what He promised to you. Take for instance, you can be wanting this, let's just use a certain car. Let's say it's a 2015, blah, 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 and you want this truck so bad. You want this 2015 truck. You want it so bad because it's in your will to want that particular thing. But God said, that is not what I have for you. I have something better. And when the door closes and we're not able to get what we want, we get upset with God because we don't know the promise or the plan. And when God has something much better for you, He's a wealthy God. And wealth don't always mean money. It just means that He has everything in abundance. So He may not have this 2015 truck for you, but if you read His will and you understand about going and following His way and precepts, you'll find out that He has the best of the best for you. God don't want us to suffer. A lot of people hold God accountable for the things that's going on in the world, but God gives you a free will. He don't want us walking around like robots, telling us what to do, telling us what to feel. I mean, why would you want a relationship where you have to tell somebody to love you? You want them to do that freely. You want them to make that choice to be with you freely. Not because you made them do it. Not because you blackmailed them to be with you. God is not like that. You make your own choice. But He hopes that you choose life and not choose death. So at the end of the day, if you choose wrong, how can it be His fault? Every man has got to be judged according to their actions. So if He makes you do everything or makes everybody act right, then what will be of the judgment? Nobody will have a choice. You have a choice. You have a choice to be happy. You have a choice to be sad. If you're happy, then keep doing what you're doing. If you're not happy, then you need to make some changes. But the best way to go is to make those changes according to His will. Because God knows what's best for you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.